Bryce.
Fine, sir. I very flattered you called me.
Now, that's why you're the old smoothie.
No, I mean...
I talked to Al yesterday, and I want to say two things. One, that I'm just delighted that you're willing to do this. And second, that I will call Howard... what's his name last
name? His name is Morgan.
Howard Morgan, yeah. I know him. I've met him before. He's sort of the round-faced fella.
That's right.
Right. And about 6 foot tall.
Oh, about 5'10". Yeah,
well, he looks 6 foot to me. I shrunk.
Oh, no, you haven't.
No, I mean in my old age.
I know.
But in any event, what should I say to him? I'm going to call him today in about an hour.
Well, I would say to him that you and I have talked.
Right.
And that you're very grateful to him.
Right.
Very grateful that he has been willing to have me available. Administration.
Right.
And, you wouldn't ask it, except that I'm needed at this time.
That's right.
And that you think that I discussed that with him, you understand? And
right.
He understands it. You're sorry that it's necessary, but it is. And
it's in the interest of the country.
And you just wanted to express your appreciation to it.
Good.
Directly and personally.
Good.
Now, I don't know what Al told you. I wanted to have a chat with you.
Yeah, he told me, but I don't want to talk about that because I went over the whole thing. Bryce, I've got a plate for you that you're going to love. I mean, that we need, you know what I mean? The idea that Al told me that you thought that because of Mel that the situation had changed, as a matter of fact, hasn't changed at all. Because I have in mind for Mel the domestic stuff and so forth. I don't have in mind for you just being the congressional errand boy. I want you to be the political man in this place, you know what I mean? The political man, and then also the advisor on substance, you know, on the basis of that you and Mel and Al and I sort of sit down and hack these things around.
Well,
that is what we need. We just need your wisdom, and not to pull your leg, you pull mine, I'll pull yours a little.
No.
See what I mean?
Well, I just didn't want to come in there unless you really personally thought
no,
it was imperative.
No, it is imperative, and then you see, you would, frankly, you'd be the man to talk to Bush, you'd be the man to talk to Agnew, and there would be some others that I would might want you to do, like maybe Rocky, Rake, and so forth. So there are just so many plays that shouldn't be made, certainly by Al, and probably not by Mel, due to the fact that, you know the reasons.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it has to be somebody that is known to be very, very close to me on a very personal basis, see?
Well, Mr. President, if you feel like you really genuinely need me, you have me, you know that.
Great. Now, as a matter of fact, I'd like to have it announced Saturday, if that's all right with you.
Well, yes, that's all right, and I told Al that I plan to leave this week and to get a break.
Good.
And I'd be coming in, I guess, on Monday, the 2nd of July.
Good. Well, when you come in, good. That's great. That's great. And just right, because we will have finished the Brezhnev business by that time. Despite Scoop Jackson's suggestion, we postpone it.
Yeah.
Boy, these guys are getting pretty partisan, aren't they? Good gosh.
Yes, and they'll get more so.
Mm-hmm.
It's their business.
Yeah.
Well,
we're going to beat them, though.
What a pity we didn't control the Congress, sir.
I know. It's amazing that we've had to do it
what
for two terms. But as you were saying the other night, and I know when things were a little lower than they were today, you know, you've got to be like steel or whatever. What was your term? Yeah.
Well, you are, incidentally.
No, sometimes.
You're the only person I ever saw that literally flourishes with adversity.
No. Listen, boy, you ought to hear what I go through at night.
I know. Thank God.
I guess no president has been through anything like this, though, have they? Oh, on a sustained basis.
No, not on a sustained basis.
Because they've never had the media, you know. They haven't had this amount of media. But I'm not complaining.
I might add that I don't know of any president, and as you say this, and I think you know it's true, though you would admit it, that I don't know of any prior president that's had as much understanding from personal experience as to why all this crap moves on.
I suppose.
Once you get it perspective.
Yeah.
Then you just grin at it and say, well, all right, if the thing was reversed, I'd be doing the same goddamn thing to you guys.
Yeah.
And, of course,
yeah.
They're going to do this.
I would, but I didn't do it very. When I look back at what I did in the Hiss case and the about that, Bryce.
Oh, do I?
Come in, Al. I'm just talking to Bryce.